Hey, Fede, what's going on? It's your boy, Malumi YouTube. Tataram Fede. If you don't know what Malumi means uncle of the game. And I am back with another episode of Seated with Malumi. And if you guys do not know what Seated with Malumi is, it's a podcast where I speak by myself about all of my life experiences. I've been telling you guys about living in primary school, growing up black in high school, my university days, my lover boy days, my sad days, the days I've been heartbroken. And today is another story about a girl who you're just going to have to watch the whole video about to find out what I was going through. But if you guys do not know, we've got traditions on this podcast. The first tradition is to say shout out to my members. I appreciate each and every single one of you guys. It was my birthday this past weekend. We tried so hard to find a member to come rock with us, but all the members that we know were busy. But I just want to shout out two members that are always there when it comes to notifications. Like, these two members do not play. Shout out to Latita. I think I'm saying it right. Latita. Shout out Latita. And Forever Nay. Yeah, those ones. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful stuff. And one of my traditions is to literally read one of your guys' old messages, old comments on my podcast. I just need to find one. So I'm speaking about my TB journey. I had TB, by the way, if you guys don't know. KGN says, I'm busy marking books and listening to Tato. I haven't even passed a minute and I'm already excited to listen to this whole podcast. Two Shades of Caramel says, your energy is something else. You're an amazing story. So listen, you guys, I love you guys. I appreciate each and every single one of you guys. And I know, listen, I know I'm very confusing. I'm like your toxic boyfriend. When I'm there, it's a lot of fun. But now when it's time for me to show consistency, I'm all over the place. Like, understanding my love language is so difficult because I'm talking about me disappearing from the podcast, me trying new content, me dwelling into, you know, traveling content, me trying real estate. I've been shooting documentaries, by the way, but don't tell anybody about that. Coming very soon. I just want to say I'm sorry. I haven't really been communicating with you guys about what I want to produce, you know, the type of content I'm going to be doing. But just know that I'm on a journey where I'm learning. And I'm learning so that when I give you guys a piece of content consistently, it's the best piece of content you guys have ever experienced ever. You get me? So just be patient with me and it's going to be an amazing journey. But for now, let's get into this episode. Shoo. Guys, when I say that I am a lover, guys, I'm sorry, I'm hot. I'm going to take off my hat. When I say I'm a lover boy, I am not trying to be dramatic, bro. I am the biggest lover boy in the city. I have shown love on YouTube. I've shown you guys my journeys of love. I've seen you guys my love going down. And I've spoken about new love countless times. Now I'm going to throw it back to about 4 or 5 years ago when I was in university and I fell in love with somebody that I hadn't met. I've done this story time a couple times live. So, you know, my OGs that are watching know this story. But yeah, man, dating back 4 or 5 years ago, I was in university. I had a YouTube channel. And I always was seeing people on Twitter like flirt, you know? People would be like, yo, you're so beautiful. And then a Twitter story comes out, you know, like, oh my gosh, these people found love through Twitter. You know, us 6 months ago, it's a DM versus us now. So I'm like, you know what? I'm single, man. I'm ready to mingle, man. So let me see what the Twitter streets are doing. So I'm scrolling, you know, okay, nothing interests me. Scrolling for a week. And then I go, whoa. Which one is this one? You get me? I see a beautiful caramel girl, like her skin was just like a piece of chocolate. Like, she had beautiful skin, beautiful eyes. Like, I was just, guys, you know, I fall in love by the hair. I fall in love. So now I'm seeing this girl, I'm like, wow. So I coach, then I go, my word, a queen indeed. Some shit like that, some weird shit. I was still a little whack. Then she replied, hi, blush emoji, thanks, cutie. I said, I think you're fly. You're calling me a cutie. I know you might just be saying cutie for the sake of saying cutie, but I'm receiving it as, you are a beautiful man, Tato, and I want you to DM me. So you know what I did? I DM'd and I said, hey, you're so stunning. And she said, oh my gosh, thank you so much. You're stunning too. I said, ding. Give me the sound effect. You know what I'm saying? I was over the moon. I was like, you know what, guys, love on Twitter can be found. I'm talking to this girl. Now I'm excited. I'm like, you know, I'm talking to her, throwing some bars. I'm complimenting her. I'm sending her old tweets. Like things like, she'll be like, yo, I hate when a guy does this. So I send it to her. Then I act like I'm that way. For example, on Twitter, Dotama has not asked for airtime on the TL. And I was like, yo, escape airtime. So I was flirting and making jokes like that. Eventually, you know, she gets the 0797474744. You understand? She gets the bell ring, the ding, 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 the phone number, the bazaar. You know, she gets the number you have dialed exists. You get me? So I give her my phone number and she's just like, oh, where? Sends me one WhatsApp on Snap. She goes, hey, cutie. I'm like, hey, stunner. Then from there, I'm like, no, man. Let me check if this bro is the real deal. You know, we're in a season where catfishing exists and you never really know if you're speaking to a real person or not. Yo, guys. Yo. I'm busy getting angry because I'm talking and then someone's at the door. But guys, how beautiful. Spotify just came to my house and just gave me like a really cool gift package. But check that on my IG story to see what goes. But yeah, crazy. Anyway, I was saying, so now I'm like, no, man, let me call this girl to make sure if she's a real person. Because we're in a stage where it's catfishing and no. We will not make that mistake in 2018, 19, or whatever the year was. So I hit her with a phone call. Yo, guys, this is me. I'm like, hey, what up? I'm going to give her a name. So I'm going to call her Lerato. Lerato Laka. Oh, if you get it, you get it. So I'm like, hey, what's up, Lerato? You good? She goes, hi, what's up? Yeah, I'm good. I'm like, everyone, this is your bedroom voice. She goes, why are you being like that? No, it's not my sound. Right now, you know, I've seen your voice notes. Then I'm like, nah, I just wanted to hear the real thing in HD, you know, in that MP3 level on the phone. Ding, ding. And she goes, no, man, come on, don't be weird. I'm like, would you mind if I video call? She's like, yeah, no, video call. Hang up. Rush, brush my hair. Brush. I'm like, fuck, it's not going to work. Grab a cab. Go find a window in my apartment. Shy video calls me. What's up? She goes, wow, hey. And then from there, she was a bit shy for the first couple of minutes. And then from there, patla, boom, boom, boom. Every single moment we have, we are video calling each other. Every chance I have to speak to this girl, to communicate to this girl, I'm calling her. I'm brushing my teeth. I'm like, yeah, morning, babe. I'm calling her baby. I'm fast forward 3 weeks, by the way. What's up, babe? She's like, hey, babe. Just woke up. Like, dude, I'm on campus in the library, bro. I'm putting her there so she can see me studying. She's studying too because she was doing a similar degree to me. Bro, I'm in the toilet video calling. I'm like, babe, I'm in the bathroom. She's like, yeah, but you know I miss you. I'm like, I miss you too, baby. Month two goes, yo, I can't wait to meet you. Can't wait to see you. I feel like when you get here, it's going to be so comfortable. I'm like, yeah, I know it will be. How's next week? No, I can't travel. I also can't travel. Don't have money. So now it's becoming the, you know, the catfish story. Hey, I don't have money. Hey, I'm busy. Hey, I'm coming. Something just came up. There was a point where we planned. I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to come. Or you're going to come. Jiggy, jiggy. Oh, you know, I've got test week. I can't come. So I'm starting to be like, maybe this girl has a big ass pimple like on the back of her neck or something. Or maybe this girl is like, you know, there's something that she's trying to hide from me. You know, I'm literally losing my mind. And eventually she goes, yo, babe, I'm coming for a friend's birthday. I'm only there for like 3-4 days. I don't want to stay by you. I want to stay by my friend, but I want to see you every single chance I get. And I want to obviously sleep over one night. How does that sound? I'm like, what? Bro, let me start cleaning my apartment today. Bro, I clean my apartment same time. I clean my apartment every single day until she came. So now my boys are like, they know about her. Because I'll be chilling with my boys. I'm like, oh, I'm just talking to my hand outside, shy phone call. I'll be hosting one of the craziest chillasses out. Let me go speak to my hand. Because you know what? I'm a lover boy. Drake. Lover boy. Fall in love with me. Sex with me. So amazing. Replace sex with love. That's me. I'm giving her what she needs. You get me? Day before she comes, she showed me she's packing. I'm like, no, this hand's actually really coming. And there's no excuses landing now. Now she's like, yeah, I'm on the flight. 2 hours, she's offline. Now she arrives. Okay, cool. That makes sense. Now she's like, okay, cool. I'm going to my friend's place in Pretoria. I stay in Pretoria. I'm like, wait. She goes, no, like, it's like 15 minutes from Hatfield. I'm like, cool. She eventually gets there. She's like, okay, cool. I caught up with my friend. Do you want to come pick me up? I'm like, yo. And I can't remember if I went alone, man. I think I went with Claddy. But I remember, I think I went alone. I went with Claddy. So let's say, I went alone. I get there. I open the door. Every single movement left, right in front of me, I think it's, I waited for like a good 15 minutes. So now every single movement I'm seeing, no, this person is not anywhere to be seen. Nah, I can't see this person. I keep looking. I'm trying to, you know, you're trying to play cool. I'm there in a sexy beamer. I'm playing music, and I'm playing music a little bit low. I'm bumping. I want her to walk to me with a specific song playing, you know. I can't remember what song, but it was like a popular song at the time. Like, now, when she comes, I must have half the window open. The song must play. The song is cool. I must be on my phone. Like, I'm not stressed. I must be relaxed. Like, there's nothing in the world that can shake me right now besides the love and her eyes. So now I keep going back to the song to the beginning. And then eventually I see her, and then I book it back. I play it cool. I look up. I smile. She smiles. She's saying bye to her friend. I'm like, just like that. Do like I do. Say bye to the chummies. So now I get out the car, open the door. I'm like, wow. Look at you. She's real. So now I'm just there like, wow. She's short. She's stunning. She's everything, like the pictures, everything, like the video calls. Her voice is there. She is beautiful. I'm like, what's up, man? Hey, what's up? Yo, so nice to see you properly. Yo, please don't let go. So she's hugging me. I'm like, yo, don't let go. I look her in the eyes. I said, nah, lambs are straight. So I kiss the same time. I'm still like, yo. I'm like, I've been dreaming about this day for the past couple of weeks. She goes, me too. I'm like, get in the car. Let's go. She gets in. Hey! That time my heart's going, but I'm keeping it cool, calm, and collected because you know what I am? Life with me, very amazing. So now I can see, because there's a whole lot of sexual tension too, but I can see she's trying to go into that route. And for me, I'm the type of person who wants to like genuinely have a real life connection with you first. So I'm like, no, don't rush up. Don't worry about those things. Just watch a movie. I had a whole itinerary plan. We went out to get another snack. Like, we were just chilling, lazing around, talking. So now, that is a lot of fun. I think I got really drunk. Like, we both got very lit. Then I remember calling my lady to come take her home. Until he comes and takes her home, then we come back, and then we're chilling, Clady night, then she vibes. And she's like, okay, she's a cool person. Next day, she does her thing with her friends, I'm with the boys. I'm like, yo, guys, this girl, she's so amazing. Like, she speaks my love languages. She's so nice and short. She's like, comes up to me like my chest. She's like tiny. I love tiny girls. Not tiny girl, but like, I like small girls, you know, petite girls with a little bit of boom. Yeah. So now everything is, I'm talking about it the whole day. My boys just say like, hey, dog, we're happy she's real. We thought she was fake. I'm like, nah. Larato is real as hell. You get me? Away, now it's time for me to fetch her again. I get her. We have a whole day full of things. I'm talking about the craziest things. We're having so much fun, bro. We're dancing. We're singing. It's like we've been dating for like years. Which makes sense because all of the time we spent on the video calls, we're literally coexisting. You get me? We're studying together. We're eating together. We're at the bottom together. We're showering together. We're dancing together. We're doing silly things together. She's helping me with YouTube ideas. I'm helping her with school. We're giving each other notes. We've done this module. I'll do this. You know what I'm saying? We're dancing the dance. We're doing the things that need to be done. You could she's the level. So now I fish her and then it's amazing. Give her some like, you know, I got a bottle of wine, something cute. Got some ice cream. We chilled. Now we're chilling. Now it's 10 p.m. We're chilling. It's a great time. Now it's 11 p.m. And now she goes, yo, I'm actually so mad at my dad. Like, my dad's such a bad person. Now she's telling me, like, you know, we're trauma bonding now. Don't do that with new bites. Tell me about her dad, about how dad is, like, such a strict bro. And she's going to mise her dad. And she's going to mise her sister because she's over them. She goes, fuck it, I don't care. I'm going to ignore them. So I think she tells them that she's on the way home. She goes, okay, cool. I'm telling them I'm on the way to Cape Town. So they leave me alone. But I'm like, okay, baby, that's a bit weird. Like, you know, I'll tell them, even if it's late at night, they'll get it. Maybe they'll think I had a late flight or whatever. I said, nah, steady. Do your thing, baby. I'm happy that you're here. We'll work on that. You know, we're a unit right now. We'll work on the family thing together. Maybe I'll speak for your dad for you. No, I won't. But I'll be there for you when you speak about him. On top. So now we're chilling 10. Now we're chilling 11. Now it's lamzas. Now it's vibes. Now watching movies. Now it's giggling. Now we're dancing. I'm getting wine tipsy. 12. Now half 12, I'm getting a phone call from my boys. They're getting, I'm like, yeah, not these brutes calling me at 12:30. I'm watching her go to the club. I'm watching her chill. I'm with my baby, Myers. Now Lucas calls me, Myers. Not Clady calls me. Now I'm just there like, yo. Answer the phone like, Clady, what, bro? She goes, dog, where are you? I'm like, Maya, at my apartment. He's like, with who? I'm like, with, what name did I give again? Larato. With Larato. He goes, okay. Check Twitter. So I'm like, dog, I don't have time to be checking things. My lady, come on, bro. I'm in love. This person leaves in a day or two. Let me be in love. I have a title, check Twitter. I'm like, what must I check on Twitter? I'd go to the trending page. I'd go to the trending page and tell me if that's not your hand. So I'm like, nah, fede. I go to Twitter. I scroll. I'm seeing hashtag help find Larato. Hashtag help find Larato. And I'm like, what? So now I don't tell her. She's looking at me like, what's going on? I'm like, no, nice, just sit right there. Now I'm scrolling. Then I go to trending. Hashtag help find Larato.
Then I'm like, hey, yo, why are you missing? Switch on your phone. Look at this. She goes, nah, I don't care about that. I'm going to be with you right now. I'm like, what the who? It's like, no, I was going to be with you. I'm like, hey, man, you didn't come here for me. You came here for your birthday. Now I'm, all the love is gone now because I'm worried because now I'm harboring a fugitive right now on the fucking run. So now I'm now scared as shit. Every sound I hear, I'm scared it's the cops that are about to knock my door closed. I text lady, I'm like, bro, I'm talking to her now. I didn't know this was happening. Well, her and I went on our phones, told her parents she's leaving to Cape Town. I'm going to tell her to call her dad. So I'm like, nah, call your timer right now. She's like, nah. I'm like, what? Now I'm scared. I hear a sound by the door. I'm freaking out. Can't this my neighbor that wants me to borrow them something? I'm worried. I'm hearing another knock, but it's not no one knocking. It's just people playing music above or below me. Like people are partying around me. I stayed in a student area. So now I'm scared as hell. So I'm like, you know what, Lerato, just pack your stuff, please. Let me take you back to your friends, please. Because rather they track her phone, find her with her friend, than with their man. No. So now she's telling me, she's like, nah, I knew this was going to happen. I never knew they were going to blow it up so much. Bro, on Facebook, she's training her aunt or her sister or something, was like saying that, like, yeah, she was lost, spoken to, telling us she's traveling from Cape Town, from Joburg to Cape Town, and now we can't reach her. Her friend's unresponsive. Mind you, she has a friend who knows exactly where she is, but that friend also isn't telling the family. They do the shit together. It's a squad thing. They love the attention together, bro. I'm like, you cannot be serious right now. Now it's getting worse. Now I'm seeing my friends retweet. My friends is at the hashtag help find the rat. I'm like, yo. If this shit comes out, I'm going to trend too and I'm harboring a fugitive. So I say, you know what? Pack your shit. Let's go. Pack some stuff. I call the boys. I'm like, no, I'm taking her home. So I'm taking her home and now I'm worried now because every blue light's scaring me now because now in my mind, the FBI is tracking this person, trying to find this person. So now the cops drive past. I'm like, yo, Lerato, you see what you just did? And she goes, dude, relax. Let's just go. So now I drop her off. Then I'm like, nah, I'm so like sad about everything. What's such a great thing going on? And now you're missing, but you're not missing. And you won't tell the people around you. Pissed as hell. Pissed. So now eventually I'm like, bro, tell your parents everything. Because imagine your child is missing until they're just chilling with the boy. Tell your parents everything. Tells her parents everything. But they don't take her back to her hometown for like 3 weeks and like beat the shit out of it. Like she was beaten, bro. Like I think they were just there like, Bamushaile, like her grand or something, Bamushaile, but nah, you've lost control. We don't know you anymore. I'm just there like, yo, violence not the answer, but hey, Shayawan there, yo. Because yay, all of our careers almost went into the dust. Couple weeks passed, her and I talking here and there, but there's no longer like, you know, that in love, because for me, I'm very disappointed. I'm not a very forgiving person at that time in my life. I wasn't a very forgiving person. Then eventually she goes, yeah, so like, what are we? What's happening? Then I'm like, you know what, bro? Right, you and I were nothing right now. We're just going to be friends because I cannot be put in such risks. I need somebody who's reasonable. Because now, guys, it's all fun and games when I'm the boy she's missing with. What happens now if she's crazy enough to make me think she's missing? What happens if she's crazy enough to burn my bedding? What happens if she wants to cut all my sneakers open? What happens if she's not okay? So my boy said, run. My boy said, get out of there as soon as you can. And you know what I did? I got out of there as soon as I can because I did not need to go through that drama. I did not. And I tell each and every one of my friends, every time I see hashtag help find something, I'm just there like, you guys do not know what these ghost makers go through. Like, it's bad. But anyway, if you guys enjoyed that episode of Seats with Malum, man, if you enjoy hearing my life stories, because I've gone through the craziest things in different places, different countries, and I'm yet to speak about so many things. But if you enjoyed that, let me know. This was a lot of fun. I actually miss being behind the camera. So shout out to you guys. Much love. Gang love. Let's take it to the top, baby. Let's get the channel to 200,000 subscribers. We're chasing. We're fighting. We can do it together because there's many of us, huh? Many of us. And check out my other content, guys, on my channel. I do travel content, I do collabs, I do Twitter drinks. I'm bringing back a really cool show of mine very soon, so let's just, you know, just don't feel free to go scroll and try something new. I would appreciate it. And if you're trying something new, comment down below. Tato, I tried something new and I enjoyed it, or Tato, try something new, the podcast is for me, so I can also see how you guys are feeling. But yeah, much love. Please subscribe, do the things that need to be done. Love you guys so much. Let's rock. Check us out on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a life. We be living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.